I just thought of something. What if the reason why Nathan had to wait a year before making use of his device after he planted it under the roots of an old oak tree was because the materials of construction of his device caused a reaction of the local soil surrounding that device to cause it to become solidified, a dielectrical medium that no longer allowed for shorting among the terminals. The whole thing was sealed up in an electrostatic vise grip that disallowed the flow of current. And then the basis of his electrostatic power system would be, the foundation would be initiated. And then he could proceed to take off electrostatic because there would be no bleed off, there would be no loss, no leakage, no conductive leakage at the source. So his entire system was dielectrically grounded. And I'm thinking that's why my simulation of Byron works, because I put a capacitor behind the battery prior to the referencing ground. Because as far as the simulator is concerned, that ground is merely a reference and it's nothing else. But because there's a capacitor blocking DC, it gives me error messages that says there's no DC path to ground. And unless I do what it does, it goes and puts 1e to the 12th power resistances in various positions all around the circuit to allow DC to bleed and yet not bleed because of the high resistance, but at least DC voltage to bleed without any current. Apparently, when the resistor is that high, the simulator goes into a locked up condition. It freezes. It freezes up and recognizes, oh, I'm not supposed to pass current, or I don't know. It does something, because that's actually a setting in one of the global parameters of the simulator. G minimum, I think it's called. And it's actually a fraction. But when it puts in those resistances, it does the reciprocal, the multiplicative reciprocal. It goes 1 divided by G minimum, G min, it calls it capital G, lowercase min. And so that renders it as e to the 12th, because that parameter in the global settings, in the preferences settings, default parameter, is actually e to the negative 12, 1e to the negative 12. So it inverts it, it takes the reciprocal and uses that value for various resistors that it places at various nodes to allow itself to perform the simulation, because without a DC path to ground, it throws a fit. It doesn't like it. Unless you change the setting to allow no warning message to prevent you from running the simulation, it'll keep putting those things in. So I let it do that. I didn't object. I didn't change the settings to disallow those warning messages. And then I thought to myself, well, why don't I do what the simulator is doing? And I actually got better results. And that's why my schematic of the actual simulated circuit is very complicated. It's got all these, like a Medusa head, it's got all these tentacles coming out from it going to ground. That has nothing to do with what is suggested that you build. That simply helps the simulator perform its operations flawlessly and smoothly. But it's instructive because it shows that it helps lend the suggestion to me to go the next step and realize what was Nathan Stubblefield doing. So, you know, the oak tree puts out tannic acid, and tannic acid is a very strong acid. So it's possible it reacts with the clays in the soil. I don't know. I'm really stretching myself by speculating here, but it makes sense why he had to wait a year. You know, what was the purpose? You know, was he waiting? I just assumed everything got shorted, and that everything became degraded and shorted out, self-shorted. But the opposite could be happening. You know, if I'm free to speculate based on no evidence, I might just as well assume the opposite And for the point of discussion, the opposite is actually better because it creates an electrostatic foundation for his electrostatic system of appliances so that the whole thing, his whole network, was electrostatic in its orientation. So we just assume, because the way it's written, oh, you know, he shorted out. He immersed his generator in an electrolytic bath. And so everybody on YouTube thinks that's what he did. And yet they can't replicate a single thing of what he's did. So it could be they're going in the opposite direction of what he actually did, because they never bother to do it the way he says. they take all these shortcuts and based on conjecture and speculation instead of doing exactly the way he said. Because clay has a way of becoming cement under certain circumstances. And I suspect that's what he did by planting his device there. It may not have been specified in the patent what he did to modify the device to cause that cementing process to occur, but you know, how hard is it? You know, cement mix, you know, you go to the hardware store, you get some cement mix, you fill up your device with cement mix, you put it in there, and the tannic acid leaches and during the rainy season for a year and turns the damn thing into cement. So even if it did degrade in the course of solidifying, eventually it'll solidify. I mean, really, you know, if I'm going to speculate, I can make up any cock and bull story I like, because it sounds like it's real, like it actually could have been done that way to achieve the results. You know, nothing magical, nothing esoteric, just simple chemistry and a little sleight of hand and not putting it in the patent specification. Why should he? Why should he give away his best secrets? So that makes sense to me. You know, barring anything else, it makes sense that he had something else going on. And the intention was not to short everything out. So, you know, as an exercise, it worked for me to prior take that journey in assuming that everything shorted out and I was left with no voltage, and I had to come up with a different way of creating overunity, and I managed to create another method that was totally the opposite of what he probably did. He probably had an electrostatic system, because all of his appliances suggests an ionization of air mass. And that was how he got all the results that he got. And the best way to do that is electrostatics. You don't want to use electromagnetics, because even if it could be done, and it probably can be done, that's the hard way to do it. It's a lot more efficient to use electrostatics to ionize air molecules. So it really sounds like that's the orientation of his system. And everybody has it all wrong, thinking, you know, because of the way our transmission system works, electromagnetic. So everybody just assumes that's the only game in town. That's their mistake.